Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real life gist and experiences about being a mother, African style. Hi everyone and welcome to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. This is episode 62 and as usual, I'm your girl, Berry Dakara. First of all, I want to say happy Women's History Month to all of the wonderful, beautiful ladies who are listening to this podcast. I just want to let you know that you are wonderful, you are beautiful, you are amazing, you are incredible. I think that women are just amazing beings and I want you to know that. I hope that you look at yourself in the mirror daily and tell yourself that, hype yourself, okay? Because it's not easy to be a woman in this world, but we are doing the damn thing every single day. So I just thought to say that. It was International Women's Day a few days ago. Unfortunately, I didn't make the Leading Ladies Africa list this year, but I was very pleased to see a couple of people that I know on that list, and kudos to them. Congratulations to them. Hopefully, sometime in the coming years, I will make that list somehow. So, in this episode, I am speaking with Tomi. Tomi is actually a third-time guest. She's the first person who has been on the podcast three times, and she was gracious enough to share her COVID experience. She caught COVID sometime last year, and I just wanted her to tell us a little bit about her experience. There are some things that we talk about that you may not necessarily agree with. I should say, like, we had opposing views regarding the vaccine. I should say that none of us are medical professionals. We're not scientists either, but we're just two women having a conversation. So please make sure you do your own research. Make sure you read the guidelines. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to like the CDC and the WHO and everything. But I just want you guys to listen to this episode with an open mind, I guess. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And of course, wait until the end so you can find out what other episodes you might enjoy if you enjoy this one. Thank you. Hi, Tomi.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. You are the first person to be on the podcast, I think, twice and now three times.
Okay, give me my trophy.
Meanwhile, we still have not talked about the mom shaming that you went through for going to Adekunle's Gold's concert.
That means I have to come back the fourth time. I'm telling you.
You're coming back again for sure, for sure. But for everyone, the people who maybe have not listened to previous episodes where you've been on, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Sure, that's fine. My name is Tomi Singh. I'm a mom to a two-year-old now. It's wild that he's already two. I'm an Instagram strategist, and basically that means I help you gain, how can I say it, that would be very easy. Well, I help brands and personal brands and small businesses gain visibility on Instagram to reach their target audience, to make sales, and to increase their reach. So I've been doing this for a few years. I live in Chicago with my family. We just moved here a few years back. The weather is not fantastic. I like to read books. I like to watch TV shows. I'm such a movie buff. Name different TV shows, I have definitely seen them. Right now I'm doing a reading challenge to read 20 books this year. I have read two. I feel like those are the interesting things about me. Apart from that, I'm your regular mom that works from home.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that introduction. So you mentioned that you are a regular work from home mom. Yeah. Yeah. How have things been for you working from home through the pandemic and with your son? Is he in daycare or?
So, funny story, my son was not even in daycare before the pandemic. I think, then it was that old before this whole thing started. It wasn't even 2 years. And we had just moved here. So we're still trying to settle, trying to get some things together. So it wasn't even in daycare before the pandemic. But, as toddlers grow, they just become tyrants. Toddler tyrants. That's what I call that's what I call like 2 year olds, because they are such a bundle of energy, and your energy cannot match theirs. And my business was really, really growing, so my toddler needed to not be at home. But with the whole pandemic, it was really, really, really difficult to get anything done. I was turning down clients, I was turning down opportunities, because I knew that I could not give it my best, because I was, dealing with the mental stress of being locked up at home, even though I wasn't going anywhere before. But, the fact that that wasn't an option anymore was pretty upsetting. My son was growing. He was in speech therapy as well. At that moment, we were just dealing with all the fact that he wasn't talking yet. And then, we had legit just, well, we had just gotten here for about we've just been here for a year, so all of that was difficult. And then we had to be at home, so it was not pretty. But I feel like at some point we were able to strike a balance. But it was amidst that pandemic that my son went into daycare. So he started daycare in October, because things were getting a little better. People were wearing their masks. We were already, our lockdown was in, we were like in the second phase of the whole thing in Illinois. So it was pretty chill. And then he went to daycare, and I was able to at least start getting things done and stuff. So that's how the pandemic has been for us. We're supposed to go to Nigeria in December. That didn't happen. And we were very homesick and upset about it. And I'm upset about it, but hopefully all of this will blow over in a few years, because from the look of things, we might be here for a bit.
Yeah, and you just said now he started daycare in October. And if I remember the timeline or the reason why we're talking today,
Yes.
okay, let's just dive into why we are talking to you today.
No worries.
Because obviously, anyone who's listening, you saw the title, or you've seen the title of this episode, Auntie Madam Tommy caught COVID. Please explain to us, and you guys, the reason why I'm harping on he started daycare in October. You
Yes.
guys will understand why I'm like, wait, please, Tommy,
Oh.
explain to us where this COVID came from, how it started, just everything.
More than happy to. So, my son started daycare in October. His birthday is on the 27th, and it started like 2 weeks before his birthday. So, the daycare is going to fantastic daycare. They're really, really cool. They are very hands-on. They're great. It's progressing since he started going to daycare. So, how the structure they have in place is that when a new kid is starting, you have to stay with the kid for the first 3 days, Monday to Wednesday. So I had to stay with him, but before I could do that, I had to get a COVID test. He had to get a COVID test. So we both had to be negative. And the test had we had to do the test like a few days before it resumed, so that they're sure that it's not like we have the virus in our bodies and stuff like that. So we started daycare, I think, on the 22nd or 20th. I really can't remember. And it was good. We had a difficult few days because he hadn't been in daycare for a bit since he was a baby. And yeah, so he started acclimatizing. And then on his birthday, he came home with a cold. Well, what I thought was a cold. So it was really, his nose was really stuffy. And the thing with my toddler is his flu is always really bad. Like once his nose is stuffy, he's coughing, he's always touchy and stuff. So I was just like, oh. And then I spoke to a few people. They're like, yeah, when babies start daycare, they always get the flu because they are building their immunity and stuff like that. I did not think for a second
that it could have been COVID, because I'm like I'm not the kind of person that gets COVID.
Is there a kind of person that gets?
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but we've been wearing our masks, we don't go anywhere. Only one of us goes grocery shopping, we wash our hands, we do everything. We do the five, literally. So COVID is not our portion in Jesus' name. So, you know, he had the stuffy nose. And then before I got the aspirator for his nose, as a mom now, I couldn't bear seeing him not sleeping and stuff. So I used to suck out the saliva with my mouth from his nose. Mm-hmm. You get, so I'm sure that that's one of the places where the transmission began. Anyways, fast forward to, I think, 28th or like 30th, yeah. We got a mail from his school. Okay, so like 29th, I noticed that, oh, my nose was stuffy as well. I started feeling some type of way. I started having these crazy migraines. I went to Walgreens, picked up whatever it is they had for migraine. I kept using it. It wasn't getting better. But, you know, I just felt like I had been working really hard. And I used to get headaches on my laptop. So I got this, like, blue light glasses, mm-hmm. but the glasses got broken. So I figured that, oh, I'm getting headaches because of the screen, the laptop screen. So I didn't even take it seriously. But on the 31st, the school sent a mail and said, oh, your kid has been in contact with somebody that has COVID-19. Gosh, oh my God. I wanted to enter the, I was so, so mad. I was so mad. Like, we had survived this thing since March. We didn't catch it. Like, what the hell is going on? I was so upset. I really, really wanted to mail them back, but I could sense the defeat from the email they sent. You know, they felt some type of way. They apologized. They told us that they would advise that we get tested and all of that. So that same day, immediately I got that email, I just told my husband, let's go and get tested. So we went to the community center, very, very close to us here, like 2 to 3 minutes. We were on the line and then we got tested. And then they called me 2 days after and asked if I was Asher's mom, that, oh, they just wanted to let me know that it's test. And okay, so by this time, by 31st, my son was fine. My son was fine. The only thing was, whenever I was eating, he was breathing funny. Because he couldn't swallow, because his nose was still stuffy, but it was all over the place. He was running, he was jumping, he was playing. So I was like, oh, this boy's flu is over. But when they called me and said he had COVID, it made a lot of sense, because, like, I'm grateful that his own immune system could fight it, you know, and it just manifested as just cold, like a common cold. And also he wasn't eating much, so I'm sure he had the loss of smell and taste as well. So, you know, my own experience, I knew the headaches, that's where it came from. I could not stay in a lit room. Literally, whenever it was daylight, I would just go outside, get chamomile tea, because that was the only thing I could eat, because I couldn't taste anything. Everything tasted like paper. I put like rub and diffusers in my nose just to smell something. You won't know how your smell is.
Oh, wow.
You love your smell until you can't smell anything. There's this place I always get jollof rice from in our city here. My husband got it for me. I could not taste, and it was like I was eating sand. I was so hurt because I like food. Like, why can I not taste food? So I would just get my chamomile tea, come into the room and just stay under the duvet, sleep, wake up. Then I started reading hard copies, because I don't read hard copies normally. I read ebooks, but I could not bear any form of lights. It was making my head light up, literally. Like, my head was on fire, my head was heavy. My nose, of course, my nose was blocked. Then we got these, I forgot what they're called, but they're used to measure your oxygen level. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Because you might feel fine, but the oxygen level in your blood is low. So I think I saw this on Reddit. So we got it, and we're using it to measure. But anyways, I feel like I've been going on and on, but that's what it was like for me. It was horrible. Like, I had these headaches for like 10 days. Imagine having migraine non-stop, and it wasn't getting better. At some point, I was putting cold compress on my forehead. when it was like the fifth day, I just started crying. Like, my husband was like, sorry. I was like, would you not offend? What did I do to them? I was just trying to help my child. I was just like, it was just a bunch of emotions because I was feeling guilty that the boy was at home. JJ, I took him to a COVID infested environment. We were fine. I was on, I was like, oh, I feel like he needs to be in daycare, you know, to help him, to help with his speech, to help us as well. You know, there was a lot of things. I was feeling sick. I couldn't do anything. My clients, work had to be on pause. I had to do a lot of refunds because for 2 weeks I could not get anything done. And I feel like my own worst symptoms were the headaches and the stuffy nose. I didn't really have difficulty breathing because I felt fine, but my nose and my head, the headaches, I can't explain those headaches. I've never had headaches like that in my life. Do you get, like, before I knew it was COVID, there was a day I just picked up the car key. I didn't even tell my husband where I was going. I just went to sit in the car. I cried. Went to office, set up an appointment. They said, oh, they can't see me except I have a negative COVID test. It was such a mess. But anyways, on and on, I am grateful that none of us, you know, had it bad to the point that we ended up on a ventilator or anything like that. And, you know, once my husband and I noticed that he had it as well, but I feel like his immune system is stronger. He never got tested, but he couldn't smell and he couldn't taste as well. Like, there was a day my son, like, pooped, and we didn't know, because normally when he poops, we can smell it. I'm sure that poop was in his butt for hours because we could not smell anything. So, you know, it was just annoying. And then the school said that even for us, for him to come back, which he went back in, I think, mid-November, we couldn't get a negative COVID test because how it works, it takes a while for you to get a negative. So the virus will still be in your system, but you would not be negative and stuff like that. So, you know, we went back, said, and took the fact that it was, you know, his last symptom was way past 14 days ago because I left him at home for longer, jiggers. So it was fine. He's back in daycare now. And I think like 2 weeks ago, he had the flu. So the daycare, they had this measure. Every time you're coming in, they always ask the same questions every day. No runny nose, no fever, no cough, no medicine. That's what they always say. Mm-hmm. And when you say no, you can go in. Do you understand? So I don't know how it was that, you know, the teacher in my son's class, which I love her so much, she's fantastic. In fact, she didn't, since from that October, she just came back last week. Because sure they wanted her to get a negative COVID test before she comes back. But she was the one that, you know, transmitted it to all the children. But like I was saying, he had a stuffy nose and they were like, oh, because he has a runny nose, he can't go in, he can't come to school. I said, he has a runny nose, yes, but you guys already gave him COVID, so he has the immunity and he has to be in school today. They were like, oh, he had COVID, we're so sorry. Okay, Asher, I was like, we had no shouts. You don't know what you're supposed to do. Like, they didn't know because we didn't, like, call them and say, oh, he got tested, he's positive and stuff, until I shouted at them that, oh, is it because I did not see you for the first time? You guys now want to send him home again. But anyways, that's what it was like. And it was difficult for me because I couldn't take care of him and myself at the same time. Is that fantastic? Like, but Asha is kind of person that, you know, sometimes like, okay, I want my mommy. And even as I'm locked in the room now, he has been knocking on the door. So he doesn't want me for anything. He just wants me to know that I cannot be by myself. You get so as so at some point while I'm in the room and trying to run away from daylight, he will come, jump on my head, sit on my head. If his dad takes him, he's gonna cry. So it was difficult, but I feel like I had it the worst. Like even my son fought it bravely. He was eating, he just had the stuff in us, but mine was really, really, really bad.
I can imagine, because you know, just even the thought of, you know, getting the letter from school, the email from school,
mm-hmm.
you know, that your child may have been, or your child was in direct contact. That's happened to me now twice at Coco's daycare. And for me, the biggest, my biggest, I guess, irritation was not getting full information. It was just, your child might have been in contact. Was she in direct contact or not? Just tell me.
Oh, okay.
So that I know whether, you know, I know what, whatever extra measures to do. I mean, regardless, I shout to her to go get tested. Mm-hmm. And then a family member also tested positive, like a month or so after the school, the last school situation. So I can definitely understand, you know, the frustration and just the irritation. I mean, it's not like it's anybody's fault. You can't, you can't, I guess, stop yourself from catching COVID in a way. Like, you can try everything.
You try, yes.
You can try, you know, but if you catch it, you catch it. And for some people, you know, you're walking around a couple of days without any symptoms, but the virus is in your body and it's contagious. So, you know, I definitely get that as well. Have you had, so what, something that I've seen with, like, on the news and other people I know that have had COVID, some people have had after effects, like even after, like a month afterwards or like 2 months afterwards, people have after effects. Have you had that? Or
actually, I don't think so. We actually haven't had anything like after effects. No, not at all. Nothing like that. It took a while for my smell and taste to like fully come back. It took about a month, but that's it. We have not had any after effects, luckily.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. I have one question.
Yeah.
If the vaccine comes to you, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
That's such a question.
Would you take, see me, I have zero problem with vaccine. I'll take it. Would you take the vaccine?
Honestly, let me be honest with you. And this is my 1000% my opinion. I know that we would have to, but I'll prefer not to, because it took 10 years to perfect the polio vaccine. So why would the COVID vaccine be done in 6 months? And now I should automatically and magically believe that your technology is now so fantastic that you were able to make something in 6 months. Where was it tested? Did they do, you know, really solid A/B testing? Did they use placebos? These are the questions I will want to know. Honestly, I have not, you know, educated myself enough to see the research and see if it's even public, but that is where I stand. I know that, you know, if schools open maybe in a year or two and my son goes to preschool, I know that that's one of the precautions and requirements that they will be given to parents. But I would prefer not to, but I know that I can't run from it.
Right. Okay. No, for someone like me, I can't wait for the vaccine to get to me.
And honestly, not like me. I'm still basking in my COVID immunity. With, you know, researches, like recently, some researches have shown that you can be immune for 8 to 12 months. So I'm still basking in that. That's why I'm not even looking for vaccine.
I hope you're still wearing mask gel.
Trust me, you know, I can't do it, because like I've not gotten tested. I'm sure I'm negative now, but I couldn't go out even after I knew that I was not contagious, because I was feeling bad. Even when I went to the store, like 3 weeks after, I didn't have any symptoms. I was wiping everything, because I don't want to be the reason why someone gets COVID. Like, this is even more than, is more than, oh, I'm trying to stay safe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep others safe as well, because I have had it and it's shitty.
Yeah.
And I don't wish it on anybody. Do you understand? So mask, wash hand, I don't go anywhere. Drop my son in school, pick him. That's it. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you guys are fine. I'm glad that it wasn't a worse situation. You guys didn't have to go to the ER and
hospital
or anything. Thank God for that. Y'all that are listening, you guys know that COVID is
I mean, you know, before I made that announcement and say that okay, we had COVID, I legit put a poll and some people voted and said, oh, that COVID is not really the propaganda. I was so mad. Like, if I had time and I was not busy, there are people I would have schooled. Like, okay, I hear you, but I have had this thing. It's not the government is not trying to do this, it's not the mask.
You're not in tandem with the government, right?
Yes, please. I'm telling you, it's way more than that. It is a bad, bad, bad thing to have. Well, you understand? So, you know, some people are still clueless, but yeah, sadly. Yeah.
Well, thank you at least for sharing your experience. And you're welcome. And you know, the whole thing of having Tommy on the podcast today is just to share more awareness, you know. It's not like to, and I think it's a good thing that you were able to talk about it publicly, because people are still trying to hide when they have it. People don't want to talk about it. People are pretending that they don't have it, and it can, like you said, you feel so bad. You don't want to be the reason why somebody else has it. Yeah. Because if somebody else catches it, you don't know what their reaction would be like.
Exactly. There are 22-year-old people on ventilators. So it's not about your age. It's not about anything. I feel like, yes, your immune system plays a part, but you know, some people are just luckier than others.
Yeah, like my sister told me a story that she read on the news yesterday, where some lady got tested. She was positive.
Yeah.
She came back home and was trying to quarantine in a coded manner and not tell her husband that her test was positive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until her husband was trying to go out somewhere for a party that she was like, ah, come on. I have COVID, so you need to be careful about, you know. But then he caught it. And then two of their children caught it. And the children and their father died.
No, oh my God.
Yeah.
No way.
My sister told me that she read this on the news, and I was just like, oh my God. Why would you do that? So you think it's not a sin to have COVID.
You know, when we had COVID, a friend of mine, I told her, oh, we're sick, blah, blah, blah. She was like, oh, that's fine. I'm going to bring this for you guys. I'm like, don't bring anything, please. Don't bring anything. We're good. We're fine. Like, even if she's dropping something at the door, we don't know what's happening. Do you understand? Like, just stay at home. Everybody just stay at home. COVID is real, and it can be worse. Like, people need to take it seriously. Wear their mask. I see people not wearing masks. They were having a snow, what do they call that thing where they throw snow at each other? Snow fight.
Snowball fights.
And they were not wearing masks. Like, what are we doing? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, people just need to be really, really careful. I understand, you know, needing to socialize and see people that I haven't seen in a while. And unfortunately, this, you know, Christmas holiday period, people kind of let their guards down. I have another friend who, him, his wife, their two children, including their infant, caught COVID because someone came to visit them.
Jesus.
Someone came to visit them.
Hmm.
And then they all caught COVID, plus the nanny as well. You know, so just everyone just needs to be really careful. Wear your mask. It's not by force to go to somebody's house. You can, if you haven't been in a pod with them, as in these are people that you have been, I guess, These are the only people that you've been seeing, and you're sure of their whereabouts and where they're going and how they are conducting themselves outside. You know, it's you don't need to go and see everybody.
You don't, honestly. You don't.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for telling us your story. Where can everyone find you on Instagram? Do you want to share your personal and also your business? Because some people that listen to this podcast have businesses, and you might be looking for someone to level up your social reach. Somebody should pay Tommy for me, please. Somebody, listen, if you're listening and you like me. See, I don't want Valentine's present. Okay. I don't need birthday present.
Sell your market.
I don't need birthday present. I don't need Valentine's present. I don't need so beautiful present. What I need is give Tommy money to handle my story. But yeah, please share.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Barry. So I just share my business page and my mom page. So on 26 Digital, you'll find me there being an Instagram strategist. That is 26 spelled out, then a period, then digital. So and my mommy page is the period Millennial Mom, which should be coming back in April, all things being equal. So that's where to find me online, or www.tomisiomoney.com. That basically just has like portfolio of things I have done for a few of my clients and stuff. So, yeah.
Alrighty, perfect. Well, let me not take too much more of your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you as usual. And I look forward to the fourth time that you'll be on the podcast, because
I can't wait.
We must hear this at the good.
Right. Story. It's been not many years coming.
I know.
The sooner the better.
We'll schedule another time within the next couple of months or so.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Barry.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Toby Singh. If you enjoyed this conversation and want to know a little bit more about COVID, I think you'll enjoy episode 32, where I spoke with Dr. Ada and she shared a little bit about coronavirus as she's a physician. And I actually want to have her back on the podcast because she's taken the vaccine. And I think it'll be, I guess, pretty interesting for you guys to hear her experience. If you want to hear other episodes that I've had with Tommy Singh, you can also listen to episode 40, where we talked about mom friends. And you can also listen to episode 26, where we talked about breastfeeding myths. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I love every one of you for listening. Please don't forget to rate and subscribe to the podcast and share the podcast as well. Take care. Love you. Mwah. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.